okay to smile. Enjoy it. It is beautiful music, and I tell you what, it is a beautiful day today. That mountain air, that crisp, cool, I mean, just that first step outside and you inhale, that is hard to beat. It's a wonder that this town isn't, 100,000 people.
Well, Thursday morning when I woke up, it was 49 degrees on my thermometer.
Woo! 49.
First time I've seen 40s since the spring.
Wow. Excellent. And we are joined in studio with Chris Wellborn of Vicente Landscaping, if you're just joining us. And Lisa, I know Waters is the maiden name. Do you go by Lisa Waters just because it's the Waters Garden Center? Or do you say, no, I'm Lisa Lane?
I hyphenate it. Yeah.
Okay.
I go Lisa Waters Lane.
There you go. And if for all of our listeners, I know anyone listening on KQ&A, our Prescott affiliate know and are familiar with you. Y'all have the 11 o'clock Mountain Garden Show. Mm-hmm. But if you're new to the area or you're moving into Prescott from somewhere else in the state and you're familiar with the Rosie on the House Show, that's something that you can set your clock to.
Right.
Tune in KQ&A, 99.9 FM or 11:30 a.m. and you can hear the Mountain Gardener every Saturday morning. Y'all do that at the nursery?
We do. We do. We try to make it entertaining and fun. So, it's a fun show. We talk about everything.
Excellent. And you do that with your husband, Ken?
Yes.
You got him working in the garden this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the nursery set up.
Crack the whip on him. Make him work.
Excellent. 1-888-767-4348 for any of your landscape or garden questions. We've covered fall color. We've covered defensible space. But you asked, there's something else going on this weekend aside from the car show, which was, I don't know, I passed Whiskey Row this morning. There are hundreds of classic old cars and trucks out there around the square. Y'all don't make that one.
But we stay away from the downtown.
That's more of a tourist for the...
I think it is, yes.
Well, I passed that this morning. Man, there were some gorgeous old classics out there. Mm. But there's a home show going on at Tim's Toyota Center.
Yes, today and tomorrow is the inaugural fall Yavapai County Home Health and Lifestyle Expo at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. And every year for the last 20, 30 years or so, and maybe even more than that, we've had a spring home and garden show. And this is the first year Yavapai County Contractors Association, along with Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, are sponsoring this show. And it has everything that you'd want to see as it relates to home, health, and lifestyle. So from the home, there are going to be all kinds of contractors there, from painters to HVAC and builders and landscapers and tile people and carpet people. From the home side, on the health side, they have, eye doctors and dentists and chiropractors. And tomorrow, the Scottsdale Mobile Vascular Testing Bus, which travels throughout the state and actually will provide vascular testing for people. So if you've been delaying going and visiting your doctor, but have some medical concerns, they have a medical staff on board, and they will be there tomorrow, Sunday only. And then from the lifestyle side, there are all kinds of things from RVs and boats and ATVs and spas and saunas that will be there.
The only thing you haven't mentioned that would be on my list, what about boots? I need these bad boys need to get signed up. Can I get signed down a little bit later?
I don't know if they will be there, Romy, but you can come by and check. Admission is free, so you can bring those boots over, and I'm not sure if anyone can help you or not.
Yeah, they might.
They need a lot of help.
They might say there's a trash can.
Yeah, exactly. He's had those for a while. How old are those, Romy?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even tell you. There's an incredible shoemaker and repairman, Jackson's Boot and Shoe Repair, on 19th Avenue and Green Valley, right by Turf Paradise. And I mean, I'm going through my rotation right now where I'll bring a pair and he'll fix them up and I'll pick them up and drop off the next pair and get them all back in shape. So I haven't bought a new pair of boots in years, and he just keeps them. Mm-hmm. Keeps them going. But these kind of need it. I got teased about it pretty hard yesterday, which actually brings me to why we were up here. We have a We were up here for the Arizona Community Tree Council annual conference. It's a day of education for arborists, and it's really impressive. We may actually get the president to come by, and he'll have a little bit better statistics. But since they formed 20 years ago, the state went from less than 100 arborists to over 400 arborists. And some of the stats on the trees that Arizona has that are world records are just phenomenal. We'll cover that a little bit after bottom of our news break. 46 feet diameter cottonwood tree here in Arizona has that world record.